Back at Texas Stadium, Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you. Ball at the Canyon Lake 25-yard line. It'll be second down and 13. The Hawks have found themselves behind the sticks early and often in this football game. And again, that's the situation here as they reset the play clock. Fuller, the Canyon Lake quarterback, brings them to the line of scrimmage. As Austin Brennan behind him, along with Micah St. John. Man in motion. Going to be Brennan inside. He's going to be wiped out again. Maybe a yard gain. Maybe.
And that's where the people in Perth, Australia right now need to know that Mr. 79 Lucas Snow just grabbed that young man and said, nope, no gain for you. In fact, I'll take three from you.
Or as my kids would say, nah, fam.
Nah.
That's what they say. I don't know what all that means.
You know, I've been out of the...
Out of the loop.
The loop.
Out of the teenage loop.
Yeah.
Well, it's coming. Third down and 13 now. Fuller's going to drop the throw. He's going to be under heavy duress and is finally hit and sacked way back at the 22-yard line. They're going to give him the 23 again generously, and it'll be yet another fourth down for the Hawks.
This is the absolute perfect definition of what we call as the Wimberley Texan gang tackling. Three guys got him, and number 25, we're going to say his name a lot. We've said it many times. Ben Garza comes in and just cleans the pile out and says, no, 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 not today.
And we talk about the Wimberley coaching staff having their hands on their hips following those turnovers, Jared, but another group has their hands on their hips, and that's the Canyon Lake offensive line. Texans defensive line just absolutely dominating the line of scrimmage right now. Goodness. They can't run and they can't throw. Other than that, everything's working fine. Here's the punt. It's going to be Crowder. Might be able to return it at his own 41. Right side, he's got room. 50, 45, 40, 35 makes the move. 30 and down to the 23-yard line is Kobe Crowder. What a return. He's killing the Hawks here tonight.
And that's the definition of 2 inches from glory right there. He's 2 inches away. Guy, I mean, literally looks like he snags him with his index finger
as he goes by.
It slows him down enough. But, again, an explosive play by Colby. He saw the hole. He hit the hole. He was gone.
I thought he might take it to the house. I think you're right. Yeah, they just barely got it. The epitome of the shoestring tackle as Crowder comes to the sideline. He's got to get some oxygen, some water. He's been playing defense, returning kicks.
He's got the the verbiage now, the LL Cool J look. One sock on, one sock off.
How about
there.
That? There you go. LL Cool J reference. Here's the give up the middle to Hunter Williams, who is fighting for yardage, and he gets it to the 21-yard line. Pickup of 2, second down and 8.
And he did a good job to even getting the yards right there. C.J. Parrish, number 70, the defensive lineman for Canyon Lake, hit him really almost 1 yard deep in the backfield, and he ends up fighting for to gain 2 yards. So good hard run by Hunter.
Second down and 8. Ladies love Cool J. That's what that LL stands for.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
Man.
Yeah.
This radio is giving me education.
Absolutely. Second down and 8. Shotgun, JoJo Weeks. He's going to flip it out left side. He's got Stover. Stover trying to break a tackle, and he's able to stretch it forward inside the 15-yard line. He's down near a first down, close to the 13.
I think they're going to give it to him.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? They're waving those sticks.
Yep, they're calling it in.
And again, we've said this since the first week. I don't think officials are measuring nearly as much as they used to.
No, I think if they say, hey, it's close, it's the second quarter.
They just give it to them. What the heck?
But another situation here. We're on the, 13-yard line. Red zone, we got to push this one. We got to get it in. We got to put 6 on the board.
Texans already leading it 10-7, trying to make this a 2-score ball game. Weeks, shotgun. He will turn, throw it out right side. He's got Stover, who lost his balance, but is able to stretch forward to the 10. Pick up a 3, second down and 7. And Doug Warren sees something in these little flat passes, doesn't he, Jared?
He does, he does. Kade,
they've done a half dozen of those things already tonight, haven't they?
Yeah, Kade may want to think about getting maybe a smaller shoe right there. Not only did he spin out, he spun right out of his shoe, had a flat tire, and ended up probably, I imagine, getting stepped on down there. I know in the old days, but if you were running without a shoe and we were in the bottom of a pile or something, you were going to get your foot stepped on. It was going to happen.
No doubt. Second down and 8. They're giving him a gain of 2 to the 11. Weeks We'll turn, give it to Hunter Williams. Big hole up the middle. He's got the five. Down near the three-yard line is Hunter Williams, close to another first down. Let's see if they'll make this a first down or a third down and very, very, very short. They haven't indicated yet. They're going to say he's short by a tad. Have no idea why they're not measuring this. No clue whatsoever. Why in the world would you measure it on third down?
It looks like it is a first down. I mean, I'm looking at it here. Obviously, we got the 3 yard line where the kicking little mark is, and it looks like the front of the ball would be touching that. The hash or the first down marker is in between the 3 and the 4. So I don't
get it. At the very least, you measure it just to be sure. Doug Warren now is coming down the sideline. He's going to take a timeout, and I'll bet you they snapped the ball, but Warren got the timeout before they snapped it, I believe.
And I don't, you know, while we were looking at it, trying to do the ref's job for him, Davin Masur slipped in there, and you got to think of something like that. They're bringing in him, more of the running style quarterback. He's going to run that ball up the middle to get that 1 yard.
Short of the goal line package. We'll keep it here since these guys are knocking on the door. A reminder tonight, our sponsors, Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Seton Medical Center Hayes, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs, Wimberley Ace Hardware, Blanco National Bank of Wimberley, Hayes City Store, Cypress Creek Cafe, A Studio Z Graphics, Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter, and also at halftime we'll get you some scores and highlights. That's brought to you each week by Eric Willis and Natural Development as the Texans break up the conference. And I guess during this timeout they still don't want to measure this thing. That just baffles the heck out of me. It's so very close, and it's important. It's either going to be third down and about an inch, or it's going to be first and goal. Well, I think if I was Doug Warren, I'd want them to measure this thing.
Yeah, and you know,
sure he does.
It goes back to me and you simply saying the whole time, they need headsets from us.
That's exactly right. Davin Masur, the quarterback, will turn, gives it to Hunter Williams, and he is into the end zone for a touchdown. Nothing fancy there, Jared Robinson. 3 yard touchdown by Hunter Williams.
And that's just a gentleman knowing where the goal line is. Really almost getting stopped at the one, but taking the ball, extending it across the plane for a touchdown. Hunter just has the will, the want, and the desire right there to get into the end zone and touchdown for the Texans. They really need that to punch that ball in, obviously in the red zone.
See if Jack Cole can convert now. Stover the hold. Cole the kick. It's up and it's good. 7:29 remaining in the first half of play. Wimberley 17, Canyon Lake 7. You're listening to the Wimberley Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
Support for Wimberley Texan sports broadcast comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberley, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at CypressCreekCafe.com.
Back at Texan Stadium, there's that Harvest Moon. 17-7 our score. 7:29 left to play in the second quarter. Texans leading the Canyon Lake Hawks. Look at that moon peeking out.
Oh, that's beautiful out there. The clouds going right underneath
man.
It. Looks a little bit like the old Karate Kid moon out there, you know?
Hey, it does.
I'm aging
it?
Myself a little bit there, but that's okay.
Ralph Macchio.
Ooh.
Here's the kickoff. It's going to be taken at the 18-yard line, moving left to the 20, 25, 30. Look out, 35, 40. Good grief. He could take it the distance. 50, 40, 30, 20. They're not going to catch him. How about that? 82 yards on the kickoff return by Trenton Lorette. Just like that, Canyon Lake is in the end zone. Good grief.
There's a special teams nightmare right there. You go in, you have a good sustained drive, you're up 17-7, you've struggled a little bit punching the ball into the red zone. Last play, you punch it in, Hunter Williams, big play. Come back, you kick it, and the guy takes it to the house. So, that's a tough one.
Now Lorette will be the extra point man, so he's going to try to tack on the extra point just like that. I don't know if he was touched in that return.
No, on that return, Jared.
It was great blocking, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, nobody laid a hand on him.
Says Jared Robinson disgustingly. Here's Lawrence, extra point. It's up and it's good. 7:14 remaining. Our score: Wimberley 17, Canyon Lake 14. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from A Studio Z Copy and Print, a full-service printer specializing in custom and digital print jobs, website hosting, and logo creation for residents in Wimberley, Texas, located at the intersection of Ranch Roads 2325 and 12. More information at astudioz.com and by phone at 512-847-3532.
And by Charles Schwab & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Well, we promised you a bit of a shootout, and we kind of have that here tonight. 17-14 our score. Wimberley leading Canyon Lake. Wimberley scores a touchdown. Canyon Lake answers by taking the ensuing kickoff 82 yards for a touchdown. So here we are. Lorette now will kick the ball off after returning the previous kick 82 yards. He's probably a little winded. Here's the kickoff. It's another Poochie-looking kickoff. I guess Poochie is a word. At any rate, Wimberley falls on it at about the 48-yard line, their own 48. They'll have great field position once again.
And that's not something that you see a whole lot coming from a team. You got three kickers all lined up in a triangle. On that one, it's actually an onside kick to the left side of the field.
Yeah.
And either one of them, they kind of crisscross and do everything else. But I think if you and I were down there, we'd run into each other, or
one of us
would kick the other one for sure.
That's too confusing.
But it's amazing. You know, Lampasas did that kind of little fake kick deal that they did last week as well, and now we've got Canyon Lake doing it. So They're giving them good field position on the 48-yard line of the Texans, though.
That's too weird, Jared. I'm not a big fan of all that fancy stuff. I don't know. Sound like a curmudgeon now. Here's Hunter Williams, left tackle. He's able to push it forward to about 5 yards out to the Canyon Lake 47-yard line. I mean, they've tried it about three or four times here tonight. It hasn't worked once. You give the other team the football at about midfield. I mean, I don't know. I don't like it at any level. You see that in college, too.
Yeah, you do. Know. And the only thing I can think of right there is the Canyon Lake coach is thinking, why in the world do I want to kick it to number 7? And
which is a logical thing to think.
They may think, you know what, I'm just going to take it, and we're just going to take it and give him half a field for him.
Well, good grief, surely you can cover it and not let him get to the 50. Flip it out right side. It's Crowder, who we were talking about, and he's able to catch it and pick up 4. It'll be 3rd down and 1 now at the 43 of Canyon Lake. Well, those coaches know a little bit more about football than I do, so I guess I shouldn't be so critical. It sounds like Eastwood sitting on his porch in the movie Gran Torino.
Hey, that's a great movie right there.
That's a great movie, isn't it?
That's a good one.
The older I get, the more like him I think I become.
I'm telling you, I got a lot of friends that I could see in 15, 20, 30 years that would be them right there.
3rd down and 1 now. Big play for the Texans. The give is to Williams. Oh, he is wiped out. No, JoJo Weeks kept it. Fake handoff certainly fooled me, and Weeks has the first down down to the 40-yard line is JoJo Weeks.
I have to tell you here, and for those of you that are listening to us on the game right here, to kind of give you an idea of how good of a fake that was, the ref on the opposite sideline marked it.
And really?
He said, no, Hunter Williams is down back over here close to the 50.
And he didn't even have the ball.
He didn't have the ball. JoJo was down the field with it. So to give you an idea, we're, 50 yards away from the field. So great fake right there. And Hunter really sold it, too. Ducked his head in there and looked like he had the ball.
Fooled me, but I'm easily fooled. 1st down and 10 at the 40. Weeks back to throw. Now he's going to step up. He might run. Yeah, he's going to run. Tries to get outside. Still on his feet, but they've got him by his ankle. He falls forward, though, for 2. It'll be 2nd down and 8. Also, on that previous play, I don't know if you noticed it, but Ian Burnett just absolutely wiped someone out at the end of that play, as now we have a Canyon Lake player down. Let's take this opportunity to tell you that tonight our game is being brought to you by Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, by Seton Medical Center Hayes, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs, Wimberley Ace Hardware, Blanco National Bank of Wimberley, Hayes City Store, Cypress Creek Cafe, A Studio Z Graphics, Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter, and of course, scores and highlights by Eric Willis and Natural Development, as we have a Canyon Lake player being attended to on that far sideline.
And I'm going to give you a couple little updates here. I'm getting some text messages and thing. We've got, looks like Dripping Springs over Tyvee right now, 19-0 as we go through here. Blanco over Randolph, 14-0. So a couple little ones, 16-0, Cuero over Gonzalez. It's been a little bit of time, may have had a change there, but we see Cuero over Gonzalez as well.
Of course, we'll try to have some more for you at halftime. You're going to have a guest when we break for halftime. I'll turn it over to you and let you run the show a little bit.
Yeah, we'll have a young man here who really grew up in Wimberley and really is the definition of what Wimberley is. His family's been part of this community a long time. Some of the tragic events that you saw, you know, really everybody knew about back in May of 2015. You know, really did a lot to his family. So he's going to come up here and join us and kind of give us his insight on the game right here. I can only imagine that. The way that this game's gone, he's going to have some things to say. We're going to give him a little bit of a hard time, too. He's a Dallas Cowboys fan.
How about that? Me, too. Don't give him too much of a hard time.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. You shouldn't open the door. I'm going to try to poke him and prod him a little bit on the Dallas Cowboys here. So we'll see what
that's great.
We'll see what happens. It looks like 23-0 Cuero over the Gonzalez Apaches right now. Just got another update.
Grayson Lee is up and was helped to the far sideline for Canyon Lake. We're ready to go again now. Second down and 8 for the Texans. Leading it 17-14. 4:56 remaining in the second quarter. On the Canyon Lake 38. Back to throw. JoJo Weeks looking. Good protection. Deep over the middle. He's got a man. Caught by Gavin Martinez. It's a touchdown. 38 yards. Weeks to Martinez.
And that is a great catch. That's the... you know, JoJo, unbelievable throw. He made a great throw earlier to Colby.
Yeah.
And you know, Colby just goes up, catches at the apex, really out jumps the defender. Gavin on that one goes out and really just outruns and runs underneath the ball, outruns the two defenders. He's double covered, safety over the top of him, still gets out and makes just a fingertip catch. Unbelievable, great play.
Cole now will come on, try to tack on the extra point. The kick is up. And the kick is good. 4:42 remaining in the second quarter. Wimberley 24, Canyon Lake 14. You're listening to the Wimberley Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Communicare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.
Support for tonight's Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, offering comprehensive cardiovascular care from diagnostic services to open heart surgery for the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Yards, JoJo Weeks to Gavin Martinez. Texans strike again. Lead it 24-14 here in the second quarter with 4:42 remaining. Cole will kick it off. It is a bouncing ball that rolls around to the 40, and Canyon Lake is able to recover it at the 41-yard line. These kickoffs that these two teams are doing, it's driving me nuts, Jared. Come on now.
Well,
I need somebody. Just kick the ball as far as you can. Come on.
And we've seen Jack Cole really over the last 2 weeks just have an unbelievable kicking game. He made a 30-yard field goal a minute ago earlier, and, you know, he actually kicks the field goal further than the kickoff there. Obviously, you know it's some sort of a plan.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I like to see it kick deep.
Fuller under center. He will turn. Give it to Ferris, trying to get outside left side. He's going to be brought down for a loss of yardage. He lost 5 yards on that. It'll be second down and 15 again. Canyon Lake behind the sticks.
If you're the defensive coordinator, when you plan a play, Sean Rayburn right there did it absolutely perfect. He's on the outside. He's got outside coverage to make sure that that guy doesn't get outside of him. He pushes his blocker on the inside, grabs him by the legs, takes him down. Ends up being a 5-yard loss, so a big play by Sean Rayburn right there. He's been a guy on this defense that's really, really made big plays over this year.
Second down and 15. Fuller will give it up the middle. Trying to spin forward is running back Austin Brennan. He may have picked up a couple to the 38-yard line. I don't know what the Hawks are averaging on first down here tonight, Jared. But it's not a whole lot, I'll tell you that. It might be negative yardage. Seriously, it might be negative yardage on first down.
I think the very first play of the game, if I remember it, Austin Brennan took it up the middle for, I think it was about 7 or 8 yards. Since then, they've had a lot more losses than they've had gains. I can promise you that.
Third down and 13. Once again for Canyon Lake, and they're not a throwing team. Rolling right, looking, pressure, and he just threw it out of threw it up and out of bounds to kind of get rid of that one, Jared. Incomplete, and now Canyon Lake will be forced to punt.
Well, that's number 51, Trey Manning, and number 34, Matt Mitchell, really just chasing him out. Like you said, he didn't have an option right there but to just throw it and hopefully get it back past the line of scrimmage. Those two big boys chasing at you, pretty good speed by both of them, too. And, good play getting it in the just past the line of scrimmage for the quarterback.
In fact, they're looking at Sean Rayburn over here on the bench. Looks like he might be shaking up a little bit.
Yeah, the play right after he made the big play to the tackle for loss, he went in there, actually made the next tackle as well, and looked like kind of got a stinger in his shoulder maybe.
Here's Fuller now to punt. He's going to do that whole rugby-style punt thing. Colby Crowder will watch this go out of bounds. Colby had him read pretty well, and that's just good coaching. He was playing him on the left side of the field because he knew that with that rugby-style kick, he was going to run right and punted away. At any rate, it went out of bounds. It doesn't matter. Texans at the 36-yard line, first down and 10. 3:16 remaining here in the first half of play. I believe the Texans have taken one timeout. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Texans have two remaining.
They did take one earlier. You are correct about that.
So we'll see if they can put together a little three-minute offense here at the end of the first half. Already leading it by 10. Weeks will be in the shotgun. Takes the snap, looks left, throws it out left. It's Hunter Williams. He gets to the 40 and steps out of bounds at about the 45-yard line. Stops the clock and picks up 9. Nice play.
Yeah, good play on first down. Again, that was the exact same play as the first game of the first play of the game as well. Just a little swing pass to Hunter, try to get him out in open space, get him out in free territory out there, and good gain for first down.
Second down now and 1 for the Texans. Clock stopped at 3:07 left to play in the first half. Weeks looks right, throws right, and the Kobe Crowder dropped it. Now he's going to run over and pick it up just in case they called that a lateral pass. It's incomplete, though. It'll be third down and 1.
And those are those design plays for Colby to really get him out again. Very similar with him and Hunter. They're both so explosive that they really try to get him out and kind of get him into single coverage and get some of those outside receivers to block for him. Wyatt Mann, we saw earlier, had that great block.
Uh-huh.
They put him out there with Colby to see if they couldn't do something as well on that play, just a drop pass.
I was looking at Colby. I think he was talking to himself. He had the hands on the helmet, and he said, "Colby, catch the ball." Talking to himself in third person.
Well, if I know his dad was talking to him from the stands.
Oh, who was he? Here's JoJo Weeks. He's got a first down and more to the 50. 45, 40. Down inside the Canyon Lake 35-yard line. JoJo Weeks scampers to the 32 is where they're going to mark it. That's a 24-yard gain, and they stop the clock at 2:54 to move the chains.
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah, we talked about it earlier that eventually that's going to be a play that we see more and more, that JoJo's just going to be able to read that end. And on that one, he just kept it, more of a design run for him off the left-hand side. And, his dad talked about it this morning, and he's gained quite a bit of speed. He's got a little bit of jolt with him this year.
First down and 10. Movement up front for Wimberley, though, so that'll back the Texans up 5. Put this on the 37-yard line. Offense. Next week, we'll be right back here again versus Fredericksburg. We'll try to give you the updated Fredericksburg score at halftime if we get the chance.
And next week is homecoming for us. There'll be jingles and flowers everywhere.
I'm expecting to get a garter out of you, Robinson.
Oh, I don't know.
Here's the throw right side to Kobe Crowder. He gets outside to the 35, and then they're able to wrestle him to the ground, a pickup of four down to the 34-yard line. He remained in bounds, and the clock continues to roll at 2:05 and counting. Second down and 11 now for the Texans. Jared Robinson was, in fact, the homecoming queen when he was here at Wimberley High School.
Well, I was a lot of things, but I can guarantee I wasn't the queen, nor was I the king, for that matter.
How about that? Second down and 11. Weeks looks left. He's in trouble, drops the ball, and then is just swarmed under way back at the 42-yard line. Goodness, that's going to be a loss of 9. So it'll be third down now and long with a minute and a half remaining and the clock rolling. Texans may just decide to low-key this deal now. We'll see. They may want to run out the clock. Neither team looks like they're anxious to stop the clock here. Both teams have timeouts in their pockets. Not going to use them.
Now, third and 22 right here. You just want to milk the clock off as much as you can. Maybe see like a draw or something underneath or a high percentage throw.
Or a screen. Oh, and Gavin Martinez dropped it. They tried to screen it to Gavin. He had some running room, Jared. I don't know if he would have been able to pick up the first down, but Gavin's got some nifty feet. He might have been able to gain some yardage. As it is, it's going to be fourth down now.
And that's something we saw two on that play, one with Colby, one with Davin, or Gavin. And, you know, those are high percentage throws that, you know, good throws right on the money. Those are balls that typically we catch. So, you know.
Well, and the worst thing about that is it stops the clock, the incompletion. As Wyatt Mann now will punt the ball away. High, good punt. It's going to hit the ground at about the 10 and then bound on into the end zone for a touchback. 56 seconds remaining. Yeah, that was the worst thing about that. Had he caught it and gained 3 or 4 yards even, at least the clock would have kept running. Probably Canyon Lake would have taken a timeout at that point, but who knows? They may not want the ball. The way their offense has moved, they may not be eager to. I don't think they're going to go into an 80-yard, two-minute drill here or anything.
No, I'm with you. I think we're going to see a little bit of number 22 right here, Austin Brennan, probably some handoffs up the middle, see if he can't maybe break one and see if they can't get something going, if not, take it into the half right here.
Fuller at quarterback. Rolling left, now looking right. Screen back, right side, it's Ferris. He's got running room. Good grief, 30, 40, inside to the 45, stumbles to the 50, still on his feet to the 40. Are you kidding me? He's going to take this all the way to the house. 80 yards, flag on the play. Way back here at the 30-yard line. I think they're going to bring this back, Jared Robinson.
Yeah, I see the white hat in the middle of the field right here. We got a guy just tromping him all the way back. And, you know, obviously we're Wimberley Texan fans here, but you see a play like that, that young man, I mean, made 5-6 cuts.
How about
excellent
that?
Blocking downfield. And that's as a coach, that's what you hope for. We're going to get the call right here. It looks like a chop block up against Canyon Lake. So,
yeah,
you know, may have been something that they would have got him right there. But excellent run after the catch. For the receiver right there for Canyon Lake. A little bit of luck maybe for the Texans.
Well, no doubt. And I dodged a bullet there because right before he caught that, I said, well, I doubt they have an 80-yard drive in them. And sure enough, they go 80 yards. So that would have been completely my fault if that had stood.
Well,
but I
wasn't going to bring it up specifically.
Oh,
I don't ever call anybody out. Okay, that's a lie. I would call you out specifically.
Sure you would. They're going to back this up to the 14-yard line, and the Hawks have to be just bumfuzzled about that, you know. I mean, that's just a total bummer, you know. They could have cut that thing to 24-21. Canyon Lake's not feeling too good right now. Ball will be at the 15-yard line. So essentially an 85-yard/6-point penalty.
Yeah, that's a long way to run for that young man, too,
to come
all the way back and do another play. And, you know, I said they'd hand it off to Austin Brennan. I thought they would, but I haven't been right a whole lot. The Texans look like they're going to call a timeout.
I think they're going to run that play again before the end of the night. Don't you think, Jared?
I guarantee you that I would. There's no doubt it was blocked perfectly. We said it, obviously, minus the one chop block that they had. It was blocked pretty awesome. So I think we're definitely going to see that play again.
Canyon Lake calls the timeout. Hey, if you would like to receive a copy, by the way, of tonight's broadcast, please give our office a call at 512-965-9969. And that's right. You can get a copy of tonight's broadcast and listen to the melodious tones of Jared Robinson while you're at work or in your car or anything else. That'd be kind of cool.
I don't think I've ever been told that I have either a soft voice or a melodious.
Melodious.
You know, for those that are listening, this is an education in
yeah.
vocabulary.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting educated, all right. That's for sure.
We've given Karate Kid. We've talked about LL Cool J.
Clint Eastwood.
I mean,
we're not even at halftime yet.
I'm telling you, it's 24-14 Wimberley, so it's going pretty well right now.
How about that? Where else would you rather be on a Friday night than on the Sun Radio Sports Network? Nowhere is the answer. First down and 15 now. Fuller back to throw. Why not? Looking deep, looking over the middle, and it is going to be overthrown by about 5 or 6 yards. Trying to hit his receiver down the middle of the field. It's incomplete. That was Brandon Courtney, the receiver.
And he kind of come into the same thing here. You know, Wimberley's got some timeouts, and they go for it. You know, it's second and 15, I apologize.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they decide that they're going to throw it again, if you're Wimberley, do you call that timeout to give Colby Crowder a chance to say, can I break one? A little bit of coaching strategy here.
Sure.
I'm probably taking it into the half, but we'll see what happens.
30 seconds left to play. I would imagine Canyon Lake would run this one. Yeah, they're going to run it to Brennan off left tackle. He gains a couple of yards. So it'll be third down now, and the Texans, are they going to take the timeout? Yeah.
Yep.
They're going to make them snap it again, that's for sure. They got the ball out to the 17-yard line where it'll be third down and 13. Again, stay with us at halftime as Jared Robinson will have a special guest here in the booth. Remember also, I had mentioned that you could get a copy of our broadcast. Remember also, we're still looking for fall interns. So if you are interested in broadcasting, definitely come intern for us. Give our office a call for more information, 512-965-9969. That's 512-965-9969.
This may be the longest 2 minutes 14 seconds of football I've ever experienced before.
You might be right, Jared. Both teams now back on the field. Again, the ball at the Canyon Lake 17-yard line. The Hawks have the ball. Third down and 13. Under center is Fuller. He's going to give it right side. I think that's Ferris again. Look out. He gets wiped out at about the 28. Nope, they're going to give him the 30-yard line. And it'll set up a fourth down for Canyon Lake now.
They're going to give him the first down,
they gave
actually.
Him the first. Stop the clock. Yeah, that's right.
No measurement either.
No, of course not. They're not going to have a measurement, silly.
Yeah. First down was on the 30-yard line, and it looks and like the football's not touching the 30-yard line.
Well, go figure. I started to say they're going to let the clock run out, but I think that Wimberley took this timeout, I believe. Nope, Canyon Lake. Canyon Lake with a timeout. The ball is sort of on the 30-yard line.
Yeah, 30-yard line for the first down, but it's on the 29 and three quarters.
7/8, yeah.
This may be the opportunity. You talked about it just a minute ago. This may be the chance that Canyon Lake's thinking, you know what, we're going to give Ferris the ball. Let's run that one play
that took us
80-something yards a minute ago that we got a chop block. So if I'm Coach Warren, he's got all those blue shirts huddled down there, I'm telling them, hey, do not get beat by the screen.
That's right. And you say it real slow like that.
Yep. It really puts the emphasis on it.
Do not. See, you're learning. You have a little bitty baby.
Yes.
So you're going to have to speak slowly and kind of with your hands and say, do not fill in the blank.
There it is. And I struggle to speak slowly as well. I get excited. I get going. Y'all listening out there in the radio land, we'll call it, y'all understand that. So it's a... It's a tough thing for me to do.
to dial it back? Dialing it back is not easy for you, Jared? Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Ball at the 30. I don't know what the delay is here. 9 seconds left to play. Oh, they're going to put the play clock at 9 instead of 5. And they're looking at the clock. The official is looking down there. I guess they want to, put it at 9. So here we go. And the last 2 minutes have taken about a day and a half here at Texan Stadium. What are we doing, Riff? Now they're going to put the play clock at 11. They're going to adjust the play clock to 25, put the game clock at 11.
Didn't the last play start with 13 seconds?
I don't know. The last play started when I was 38 years old, I think. Here's Fuller looking left, and now they're going to play the hook and ladder out to the 50 and out of bounds at the Wimberley 45-yard line. They still have 4 seconds left to play, so that thing worked, Jared, and he got out of bounds on that far sideline. It looked like Parker Reno, who got the lateral from Ferris on the left side.
Yeah, we got Canyon Lake timeout now after the little trickeration play.
See, and I'm not sure why they would call a timeout if they were out of bounds. They just want to set up the final play, I guess. I assume this will be the final play.
Well, who
knows?
I've decided at this point right now that what they're doing down there is they're just they're trying to delay us from halftime.
Evidently. Evidently. Well, they're doing a good job of it.
And they're really – I actually think I looked down a minute ago and I saw one of the refs point up there and say, hey, we know you're talking about us.
So we're going to drag this out.
We're going to maintain this and this pace, and hopefully it doesn't maintain for the rest of the night.
They put the ball on the 48-yard line of Wimberley. Canyon Lake with it. And they will have one more play at least. Jake Cockerham and Kobe Crowder backing up. They're at their own 30. Now they're going to break out a little bit. Here we go. Shotgun. Fuller back to throw. Hail Mary. Here's the pass. It's a duck, and it's going to hit the ground. And mercifully, the clock runs out on the first half of play. Our score, Wimberley 24 and Canyon Lake 14. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back with our halftime show after this brief timeout. You are listening to the Wimberley Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.